Morning, Booker.
Morning, morning. How are you? Good. So we're going to start sharing betfila. I'm going to start right at the beginning because the hakdama is important as well. It's not a classic. I mean, it's not the usual sefer on tefila. He'll explain. We'll see. But here's an important. What's the word? Announcement right at the beginning of the Sefer Ha'orim. He starts like this. Sefer is called Sharim B'Tfilah. It's been translated very well into English.
Yes, I have the book in English. This one.
You have the English one. Okay. I'll tell you one day the story behind that book. There's a long story behind that translation. But anyway, so in the beginning he says, I'll just show you. You see how thick your book is?
Yeah.
That's the original Hebrew.
Oh, okay.
And the English is about that thick.
Yeah.
All right. So he says like this in our race. Since this sefer is dealing with inyonim of Musa and Agadata, the gamshe bo inyonim muguvonim umitchalfim ktsat bekitzu betamtzis. We're also bringing things here, sometimes only in the essence form. Alkain paroitzel ahafik to eles mi ha-sefer, yiru shelo yilmud ba-haba ba-pamachas. Shouldn't learn too much in one go. Velo ele ma'at ma'at ba-kol pa'am. Learn a little bit each time. So we're not going to have a problem with that because we only learn half an hour a week, so we're not going to be over there. Well, ze ha-daim elo nema, ochel dvash harbo is lo toiv. Someone who eats too much honey, ze lo tov. Dvash is good, but too much, ze lo tov. Shemitzad echad kal leisek baharba. Mitzad echad is very easy to go into it, very, very, a lot of it. Shan yonim kalim umoishchina kriya. These are very, not difficult subjects. And the moshech you. They're very interesting. Zamodian yed lak vash. So you go after them. Aval ad yedei kein nedame elak kere. Shen yonim choizim alatzman. Velo yafchin behevdelim shebein sugi le sugi. You'll see things here that repeat themselves and you won't realize the differences between them. A lot of things that at first glance look like, oh, you said that already, but you'll see the lokacha. Go through it slowly. The whole purpose of this sefer is to show you that even though this is tefillah and this is tefillah, but they're not called the same thing, and there's differences in them. And that's what he's coming to show is all the different types of tefillah that there are, and which ones to use when and how to understand each one. Mm-hmm. So you have to go through it slowly, understanding the differences. Aval kasher yikra b'kol pam ma'at, yoychel ahafik to eles mikol sugya v'sugya. If you do a little bit each time, you'll get a lot of benefit out of each sugya. Then you'll be able to add for yourself more and more and grow with it. Let the wise man, and he'll add and grow and develop and he'll find his own ways to utilize the sugya properly. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to learn through ma'at ma'at, little bit each week, and then we'll see how we'll use it. It's very practical. It's a shame we'll get some to'elis out of it. So he says in the Agdama like this, Kundrazu beinin atfila, ein ike matarosa lo eira levavois, li hitrak shut betfila, ule atzi drochim li schut haleye bekavona tohira. The purpose of this sefer isn't to arouse one's heart to motion in tefila and to find ways to merit and to cleanse the heart, to polish the heart, bekavona tohira, pure thoughts. That's not what this is about. Ela be'ik la'atzi ulaharis es ha'magvon shel suge harigshi ha'tfila shoynim. The goal here is to show many different types of tfila, the different types of tfila that they are. Ve'chalukim ha'im ze mizeh, and how they're different. Each one, you know, we think there's tfila. No, there's tfila is tfila. No, it's not true. There's different types of tfila, and he's going to show each one. It's based on the Midrash that Rashi brings at the beginning of ואסחנן, שעשר לשיינס יש לתפילה. The Yalkut, it brings there's 13 לשיינס of תפילה. ביוסוד גודל מבואה כאן בעניין התפילה, זה כמו דהתוירה יש פה כמה וכמה מסכתוס וסוג לשיינס. The same way in Torah, you don't just learn one mesechta. There's lots of different mesechtas, there's lots of different sugyas. So to in tefillah, v'ayin da lo la'adam, haretzel hachkin, shikvu l'muda b'iske b'mesechtas achas v'yamod bo kol chayov. You can't take one mesechta and learn it your whole life and become a chocham. You'll be very knowledgeable in that mesechta, but you'll be very chosa in Torah. Ela tzarichu l'ishtadil la'akif, כל המסכתות, וכל הסוגיות, ויודעים, ויבינים כולם, וברורם, כפי כוחו, each person has to learn as much as he can, לפי דעת כוחו. You know, you have to know Baba Kama, you have to know Sukkah, you have to know Shabbos, you have to know Zvochim, you can't tell me, I learned Zvochim, now I know everything. לא, אני, זה מספיק לי, עכשיו אני בוקי בתלמוד. לא, זה לא נכון. כמו שנפסק בשולחן ערוך, the Talmud Chochem, who mishu yodei lisa veliten b'teiru u'meivin midaita b'roiv makoimus ha-Talmud b'pirushov. He knows most of the places in the Talmud and their explanations. That's a Chochem, that's a Talmud Chochem. Came out over b'tfila, so b'tfila also. Yesh bo kama v'kama mesechtois v'sugyos. There's lots of different sugyos in tfila.
Yeah.
And different mesechtos in tfila. ומלבד מה שצריך האדם לתת את ליבוי שתפילוסוי תהיה בכוון וכל חוסוי. Well, obviously a person has to pay attention to the fact that he's davening כהיל חוסוי, he's davening לפי דה הלוכה. That's the shame, we saw a lot of that, ברוך השם. And he also has to daven בכוון. יש תוי ספס שלמס, we're going to be doing something else here. We're going to be doing an additional שלמס, yeah? שיעשו גם גם בדרכי התפילה השנות. You also have to know which תפילה to use when.
Yeah.
You said there is by Yosef, and Ma'a Shenot to Chazal, Esel Hashoynes Hein B'Tfila. This becomes more clarified when you realize that Chazal tells us there's 10 different Lishoynes of Tfila. Ve'edoe she'esel hu mispa ha'moira ala Shleimus b'kol mokum. 10 always represents Shleimus. When you have 10, you have a Shleimus. Ve'gam mispa shloshesre moira inyen Shleimus ha'gomur. 13 also is a representation of Shleimus. There was Shtemis Reshvotim. Plus Yaakov, that's 13. That represents the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael. You see that in every aspect. And 10 also is a Shleimus. And he refers you to a Nifladika Sefer, which is Kedah to learn on Pesach. I always take it out on Pesach. He has a little Sefer called Berkas HaCheshbon, when he goes through Echad Miodeya and explains what Echad is, what Shtayim is, what Shlosh, he goes through explaining all the numbers. Moiridika Sefer there. Anyway, he explains there the 10 and the 13, the different types of Shleimus there. Avoda Kula Sora Mamora Shehebem Nivro Elo, Vesora Advorim Shem Klal Kola Toira. The 10, you see, there's the 10 Mamoros, there's the 10 10 Dibros, there's a Dibros. We also mentioned the other day, we saw that there's 10 makas. That's also deeply related to those things. 10 is always a shleimus. Ukan, shemotsu betfila eser l'shoynus. In tfila, we see there's eser l'shoynus. Uvur b'zeh, sheletfila yesh hekef v'shleimus la'atzmai. Tfila has its own aspect of shleimus. If there's 10 levels of 10 l'shoynus of tfila, you see that tfila itself has its own shleimus. So you'll tell me, what difference does it make to me? You can tell there's 10 Lashonis, there's 100 Lashonis, there's 50 Lashonis. At the end of the day, you have to daven. How many Lashonis there are? You call it what you want. You call it tefillin, I'll call it tzaka, but you have to daven. 10 Lashonis, ma'a zeh kashu alai. But nafka mina gadoi lelai mizeh, kadosha v'teira, mishu reitze ledat, hilchaz, b'inyan mesuyem. In the same as Torah, the person wants to understand a certain halacha. ויוסים איוני במסכתס אחס ביגיע צומן למצוא אס האחרו בדין זה. So he takes out a מסכת, דוגמה, he wants to learn סוכה, he wants to know more about סוכה, so he takes out a מסכת סוכה, and he learns it עד הסוף. ואפילו יום או כל יום אוף כדרכה של תוירה, לא ימוצא מבגושו איסה, אם הלוך הזו נמצא במחס אחרס. Sorry, I'll take back what I said earlier. He wants to learn something in הלכה שבס. So he takes that Baba Kama, and he learns Baba Kama until he's the biggest Boki in Baba Kama in the whole world. But he still hasn't learned anything about Hilchah Shabbos.
Yeah.
He hasn't touched Hilchah Shabbos yet, because you're looking in the wrong place. Hainu, ein dema shiyomu v'tiamek. It's not enough that you toil and learn. You need to also have breath. You need to know what's written in all the places. Of the Chazal have revealed to us that there's 10 lishoynes of tefillah. When a person has something that he needs to daven for, there's a certain issue, a problem, he wants to daven for it. It could well be that the person will daven with enormous regesh and enormous kavana. But since there's 10 lishonos of tefillah, that means there's 10 different types of tefillah, and he has a certain need, he may be using the wrong type of tefillah, the same way the same way as he wants to learn something Hilchos Shabbos, and he's looking in the Mishnah Brura there that deals with Hilchos Sukkah, Zelo Zelo. You're in the wrong place. So that's why it's a big nafka minute to know if Chazal tell us there's 10 types of tefillah, you have to know which tefillah to use for which problem. You could be using, you could be davening the best davening you've ever davened. That's not the tool.
Yeah.
So that's a big nafka minute. Dugma ledova. In a Amru b'Gemara, v'chei nifsak lehalocha, brought down in a locha even, lo'ilim misad adam shvochoi shel mokom v'achir kach yitpalel. Well, no, in a locha, we saw that dafka when we learned the lochas of tefillah, that a person should first arrange his praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then ask for his requests, and then daven. You don't start asking for requests, and then you say thank you. First you say thank you, and then you say gimme. Al yosod ze nitkonu shalosh brochas rishoynes shem sidu shlocha shel mokom. That's why we first have the three brochas rishoynes, which are set up as shvochoi of mokom. Va'akecha hem tzoyis shehem avakoshois. Then you have the middle brochas, which are the requests. V'nei roim anu pamim rabot. We see many times, kasha yesh leploini chayle betoch beisoy. We see sometimes a person, Rachman Otslan, is a sick person at home. Kashem itpalol shmon esrei umagir lemilim v'reife chaylim shebebrocha hashnia. In the second brocha, we say reife chaylim mit amet hu bekevonen neire v'libu zak bekirboi on Hashem refon ala lechayle. He gets very excited and please Hashem. But that's not the place for that kind of a tefillah. You're first saying shvachos. You're praising Hashem that he's the reife, kol chayle. That's not the time to be davening for refuah. The tefillah shekan enu tzaka. The tefillah now is not the tefillah of screaming. That place is later on where we say refainu. That's when you have to shout out for the refuah. Yeah. The first time you mention refu in the Shmoneh Esrei, that's called Rina. And that's praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not asking requests yet. You first have to praise and then you request. So why are you asking before you've praised? So you're in the wrong place at the wrong time. Shu Tzura Tefillah La'atzmoi. Rina has its own Tzura Tefillah. What you need, Zaka. Zaka, screaming, we'll see what that is later when we do it, you need later when you're asking for the refuah, but now you're not asking for refuah, now you're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, befing the refuah kol chayle. So you see already, there's two different types of tefillah, and you could be using the wrong ones. Elo zeh. V'itochen shebemikrim mesiyomim tzura zois shel tefillah ki dafken hanitzreches hanu itpalel betoich HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu ma'a bela refuah kol boso v'itlahev b'shiru v'simcha at kama mar b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu rapa chayle amoy. It's quite possible that that there will be types of tefillah that are necessary. That means when you daven with the recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's healing everything, and then you'll get very aroused with shira and simcha. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reifa chayle amo v'yitzir v'yitchanen. So person gets so excited and so happy. He sees the wondrous ways that Hashem heals, and he's so mitlaev, and he's so besimcha and excited about. So he'll use that koiches to ask Hashem, please, with betochen, he'll have to ask Hashem to please be roifer the chole that's in his house. That's not going to bring down the shefa refuah. There's a makeves. He needs to know what to use when. Yes. Like we said earlier, he's spending his whole day mamish being ma'ayin in Hilch in Baba Kama because he's trying to clarify inonim in Hilch Shabbos at the Loba Makom. That's called Oisek B'Teira. You can't tell me he's not Oisek B'Teira. He's Oisek B'Teira, and he's going to get reward for being Oisek B'Teira.
Yeah,
but no. But he won't clarify his sveika that he has in Hilchos Shabbos. On him it said, Yigati v'lo matzati al tamid. He was your gati velo matzati. He wasn't your guy where you're supposed to be. You're looking in the wrong place. Keinu adover b'inyan atfilo kumo shenit b'ayet. V'evi ashlo v'agdomas divrei chazal b'pnei ma Yisrael mitpalelim v'einu nenim mishmei she'enim yoidim mitpalel b'shem. Ashlo brings down the chazal. It says, why do Klal Yisrael daven and they not answers? So it said, because hem enu yoidim mitpalel b'shem. What does that mean? Hem lo yoidim ech lekpalel b'shem. With a name. Ma ze omer? Shenema. Says in Tehillim, as geveyu ki yoda shmi yikreinu v'aneyu. It says, ki yoda shmi, when they daven, they know my name. Yikreinu v'aneyu, they call out and I answer them. So if you're not being answered, because you don't know the name. So what does it mean, I don't know the name? V'mu d'chilim shamagiyas al yedei she'eni yoidim b'shem ha'mefeirash. The Midrash there says they don't know the shem ha'mefeirash. What will be the shame? Iri be inyan kavonus pnimiyos va'amukas yose betfila. Shame. That name is dealing with the deepest kavonus and pnimiyos of tefila. Aval be pashtus nochir mevuah hayisod hazeh shetzalik litpalel al kol b'kasha api aderech veloshen atfila hamiyuchodim lo yose b'kasha kafi inyonai ubezeh tole mane betfila. There's deep inyonim to do with shame, but at a pashtus level, he wants to say. He knew the deeper pshatim as well. But at a pashas level, it means that you need to know. You need to know which tool to use for which problem. Yeah. Then you get answered. You don't know what tefillah to use. You're davening. You're not getting answered because it's like you're learning Baba Kama to answer Shana Yom Tov Shabbos. Imkei, kamo shebatalmud Torah, b'kdei lohitzi halacha lo'or, tzarich shnei inyonim. In Talmud Torah, he's always comparing Talmud Torah to tefillah. There's a deep connection between the two. Yeah. But in Talmud Torah, if you want to get the halacha clear, you need two things. Lishtamesh beyedias ubekias bekol chelka Torah. You need to know and understand the enormous breadth all the inyanim of Torah. V'chein chidud haseichel v'lisa v'lita b'milchomta shel Torah v'lis amek u'lechadesh v'lo'ika harim b'l you also have to be able to give and take in the milchom of Torah, to go deep in mechadish and to uproot mountains in the pilpulim of Torah in order to get to the halacha kelia and to get to the amitis of Torah. So to Torah you need these, and tefillah you need these two things. If a person has to exert an enormous amount of energy to get to the correct kavana and understanding in depth of what tefillah, and then also to use all the different types, all the different species, the many different types of different species of tefillah, that the tefillah should be appropriate halacha lamaisa for each different situation. That's really the purpose of the sefer. Is to clarify the different types of tefillah. The chazal from Veskhan that Rashi brings, we mentioned. So now for sure you're going to ask a question, he says. Is it fitting for me, the Mechaber says, to clarify things for you that are dvorim sha'im din beruma shalaylam, things that come from the heights of the universe? Gam mechassorin ha-musag v'gam mechassorin ha-bekiyas v'svarim ha-mevo'irim sugyas eilu. First of all, because I might not understand the sugyas properly in breadth. Sorry, just 1 second. Gam mechassorin ha-musag, gam mechassorin ha-musag, gam because I'm lacking the ability to grasp.
Yeah.
And also because I don't have the bekiyas and all the svarim that deal with these sugyas.
Yeah.
When it comes to chidusha Torah, everybody's got his chelek and everyone can be mechadesh Torah. Even if chidushim aren't so wonderful. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets enormous simcha from when we babbling in
Torah.
Yeah. Aval tefillah, that's the avoid of the mind. Tzarich leiv. I can say that I'm zoiche to such a thing. In comparison to the Sifrei Musa and Avoida that were written by real Bala Avoida, that a fire of love burnt in their hearts and in their void of Tvila. I can come along and add to their words. Who are to actually even write this kudras? Not true. And people in this generation learn things, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets excited, he gets simcha from the peputo atoiri, even though they say, oh, kol ha-greisa chidushim, whatever. It doesn't end there. Chazal say, ein lecha ela shefet shebeyomov. Kibbutz tells us, ein shefet ela beyomov. You need a judge.
Yeah,
now. Shmishu mivin et ha-metzius achshav. It doesn't just apply to psak halacha, that's handed over to the chachomim of each generation. It's dafka the chachma of each generation that will understand the Torah that's relevant to that tekufa and to that door. Why is it like that? He says it's Gzeres HaKosuv. V'al manas kein nitne Torah Yisrael. V'gam mitnei Yeridus HaDoyres shetzrichim anu l'rav ha-koruv l'avonus tzuras ha-machshovo shel doze dafka. First of all, Gzeres HaKosuv. V'al manas kein nitne Torah Yisrael. The Torah was given to Klal Yisrael that in each generation there would be leaders shemivin et ador. Shegam mivin et ha-Torah. You don't want people that are changing the Torah to make it matin for the door. No, but they have to know how to apply the Torah to the door in a specific way. And also because there's Yeridus HaDoyres, we need people in the door that understand the door that can apply the Torah to them in the correct way. Pukhazi kama nifloim hem divrei rabbeinu reisha yeshiva zal, talmid rabbeinu chaim levi, ואפילו הכי, אם נאיך אלוהים שהדברים באמץ יופים ומועילים יויסים מדברי גדוי להאחרינים, במפה שהשס הקדוינים כנאה פני ישוע, וכם זה שלמה. Look at the gorgeous Torah, מתוק מדבש Torah, that came out of the גדוי לראש ישיבס. תלמידים הרב חיים בריסקה. מה ידיקה גבלדיקה Torah, you can mamash, it's a nifle ונוירה. We just spent the last week and a half learning Rav Shmuel Rizovsky. Ah, זה שמק. So you'll tell me, that what? They were greater than the great Mephoshim that came before them, the Pnei Yeshuas and the Chem Shloimes and the Mashors? No. Elad Rabbah, b'tnei katnas ha-hasoga, noifes tzuf divra achreinim stoim v'tchosum lama. Not that the later Mephoshim were greater than the previous Mephoshim. No, it's because the doors on a much lower level, we don't get what the earlier Mephoshim were saying. It's a little borulan. Okay, and Shloch Lana Kodesh Baruch Hu, Irin Kedishim in Shemaya, Kodesh Baruch Hu sent us from Shemaim, great Gedoilim, Liftoch Gam Lanu Sharim Eledei Rebuseinu Akrevim Yoyse Lanu B'deich HaSvarev V'tu'umim Divreim Lanu B'miyuchad. Hashem sent us gedolim that are matim for us, that can take the Torah that's been handed down up to now and clarify and explain it to us in a way we can enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes a Rashi is not as geschmack as a stipler. What do you mean? The stipler is greater than Rashi? No, the stipler understood the door and what they needed, and he was able to explain that Torah in a way that we could understand. We read three words of Rashi. You have a little child. You can't give him a big piece of steak. It's very healthy, but he can't chew it. He can't digest it. You have to give him food and chew it and grind it and mush it until he's able to absorb it. Today we have more Yiddika Svarim written by people in our generation. We have wonderful Svarim today from the Talmidei Chachomim of this door that are relevant to the door. The people writing these Svarim are from the door. And the things they're talking about and the mashalim they're using and the way they teach it is relevant to the door. So if it's true that Bachochmas HaTorah, which never changes, even there you see that each door has its unique understanding. So how much more so tefillah, which is an avoider of the leiv, v'halvobos mishtanim shino shalmanish. The Vavas don't stay the same. Therefore, it's more chashuv that people in this door come and clarify the sugyas of tefillah for the particular door with the particular issues, the particular problems where they are. Chacham makiris mekaymoi. The Yosef im choybal yedei echad min ashura mi'avreichim dayom imotzu hachaverim bedvar of toeles. If it's written by somebody who's in the door, he understands, he feels the pain, he understands the unique tzoros, the unique problems that his friends, that his colleagues are going through in this generation. But we don't just throw out the previous generations, the same as in Torah learning. They're the foundations of the Torah, and they're the mamash, the pillars of all the Torah in every generation. You can't take their place. Reb Chaim Brisker didn't replace Rashi. He didn't replace the Pnei Yeshua. You have to learn those as well. And, we get that and then we understand more and it opens more. We don't just discard the previous generations. Avoided the Svarim written by the earlier generations. You have to have them and without that, your heart won't open. The Ike avoider has to be in the avoider of the Doiris that came before. Okay, that's the Hagdama phase one. Let's Hashem, next week we'll do part two of the Hagdama, and then we can start with the Sefer itself. Here's a pen. Okay,
excellent.
But the bottom line is there's 10 Lashonos of Tefillah, and what we're going to do is we're going to learn each one, understand each one, and then know which problem, which difficulty, which issue, which time requires which tool. You'll go, you'll take it out from the drawer and you'll be able to use it properly. Yeah. And then it's not just working on Kavana and Kavana, but actually knowing which tool to use correctly. As a Moridika to Elis the Sefer. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
And okay,
we'll meet next week with Rata Shem.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos. Gold.